Owning a business comes with pressure. There's a limit to what I can do and still keep employees engaged. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR experience to work to help me with hiring, training, HR administration, and compliance, while giving my employees competitive benefit options. And because I'm able to focus on other priorities, my employees can thrive and my business can grow. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that your sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she sees the importance of needing to know the truth of the Bible and understands that Bible prophecy is like a path, because it says in the book of Peter, to keep her in your perfect will and on the straight path to a certain goal. Very safe for her. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, because he's the one that's going to be protecting you, okay? You just don't know what's going to come your way, but he does, okay? And you just need to walk in him perfectly, more perfectly every single day. But understand, once you do, you're going to be persecuted. You can understand persecution better if you understand Bible prophecy. Okay, it just kind of plays out on a smaller scale in your own personal life. I want to take just a brief moment to explain why I keep going over these scriptures, because for any sister who may not have, for a sister who's been through something like this, you probably know exactly what it is that I'm talking about. But for someone who hasn't, it might be a little bit confusing. Like, why does she keep going over these scriptures and keep warning, you know, about being able to tell the difference and things like that, you know? I want to explain something. When you are in the midst of a fiery trial like this, okay, you need to understand, when you are shining bright like a light, Satan's going to come and try and quench that light, put that light out, okay? Because what you'll see is that, especially during times of judgment, because things become so clear, okay, that there's a wrong and there's a right, that there are those who are covered in the blood and those who are not covered in the blood. There's a lot of clarity, okay? I went over some of these scriptures already of how Satan, you know, he's going to come after you, okay? And the most effective way is to deceive you in your mind. This is what Satan always does, okay? This is Adam and Eve, okay? He came and just flipped her up, just totally played with her head, okay? And just lied to her, and she was like, okay, and then disobeyed God, and there you go, the fall, okay? big mess, okay? This is how he works, okay? You see this, and it happens other places in scripture. He just will come to you, okay, and just start lying in your head, okay? And it may not seem like a big deal right now if you're not going through anything, okay? But when you are in the midst of it, you're going to see the need to stay in God's perfect will is extremely important, okay? For many reasons. You're fighting for souls, okay? You're bringing about clarity, to bring about repentance, all right? And say, no, you're wrong. You need to repent, okay? You need to give your life to Jesus Christ truly. Not just a lot of, you know, lip service, but the real thing. You need to give your soul. And that's a real thing. You can't fake that, okay? You're going to be fighting for people's souls. You need to give your soul to God, okay? You need to really get saved, okay? And it's a good thing when you can win that fight, okay? But if you don't, and you let him in your head, and you start giving in to people, because it's going to come hard. You got to understand that. And you let them start lying to you and deceiving you, okay? Then what happens is you have this wonderful opportunity, and then all of a sudden you start getting mixed up, and you're not going to be able to bring about that clarity to help them repent. And then even you yourself will end up in a situation where you go, yeah, you know what, maybe I'm wrong, and let me just sort of tone it down. Okay, you know what, and you just start getting all mixed up, and the next thing you know, you're out there uncovered with others, okay? And then what can happen is I went over, there's a teaching that I have, which is, I think it's titled Defeat, okay? But you lost that fight, not only for those people, but then for yourself. You're off in a situation where now you're outside the will of God. And then what happens is bad things are going to start happening because you're going to be subject to some of these curses and plagues because you're not going to be covered. You're going to get deceived. Don't be deceived. Satan's got a plan. Get you out of that covering so that you can't fight for other souls, and then get you out so now he's going to be coming after your soul. And you're going to be uncovered. You're going to be out there. And I'm not saying this is going to happen, but I'm praying that's not what these teachings are for, to prevent that, okay? You're going to be uncovered, out there, confused, going, why is this happening? And then curses are going to start happening to you because you're not under the blood, okay? You're going to be subject to these things. It's not going to be probably really harsh, okay? But it's just, you're just going to see it's yes or no. It's black or white, okay? Either you're covered or you're not. So you're going to be out there, you know, all these blessings and these coverings that you had before. When you were covered and things are going well, and you know what I mean, you're walking in the will of God, you can see his hand upon you, you know, just like the children of Israel, okay, with a pillar of fire by night and a cloud in the day, okay, where you were fine, all of a sudden that's not happening anymore. All of a sudden things are getting really hard. All of a sudden you're in a state of confusion and you don't know what's going on, okay? And then, and I've seen this happen, my beloved sisters in Christ, this is the worst thing. Please, Lord God Almighty, listen to me. Okay, listen to me. You think your God has abandoned you, and nothing. Okay, we're talking about spiritual things, and a lot of times when you talk about spiritual things, people start getting confused. They think it's not as important as the flesh, as the carnal things. Okay, where you can see something, you can touch, and it's tangible in front of you. Right? Like, I'm okay. I've got a roof over my head. I've got things covered. I'm physically fine. Not nearly as important as being spiritually fine. Okay. All right. I'm just bringing a comparison between the two, because what I'm trying to explain is I'm talking about things of the spirit, and a lot of times people underestimate them because they're invisible. Okay. But I'm going to tell you the truth. Nothing is more painful and more dangerous than thinking that your God has abandoned you. I'm going to say this again. Nothing is more painful and more dangerous than believing that your God has abandoned you and he's not who you think he is. Okay? Being in that place of deception. You can lose your faith. Okay? You can give in to the spirit of Antichrist yourself. You can say, I was wrong. Look, this is the real God. Okay? And if you're truly saved by grace, God will bring you back, but you don't want to go through that. Okay, I've seen sisters go through things like that, and you're talking about some deep, deep depression and confusion and lost, just very lost. It's a very bad thing. You need to stay away from stuff like that. Satan's going to want that for you, because then he can have his way okay, upon you and your family. Okay, it goes on and on and on and on, especially if you're a strong pillar in your home for your husband and your kids. Oh boy, well then he's going to have a whole day with you, and he's going to go after your family. It's going to be a mess. And the whole thing's because you were just wrong. You just believed a lie, okay? And you need to repent and go back to where you are. But it's a lot of work for the Holy Spirit to get you back into that place, all right? And there's a lot of pain along the way. You don't want to have anything to do with any of that. You want to stay nice and clear and safe away from all that. You want to stay in the straight and narrow path, knowing exactly who God is and exactly what he expects of you and exactly who the spirit of Antichrist is, and see him crystal clear, okay? And stay far away from anything that's outside the will of God, okay? And then arrive at that victory where you got through the trial safe, because it's going to be very difficult, my beloved sisters in Christ, and you know that. Where you got through safe and you're fine, okay? And you have reached those souls that you're after, okay, as well. You've brought them into eternal life. That's the goal. You to get through yourself, it's very difficult. You're going to be persecuted, and you're going to have to go through a lot, okay? I need to warn you about that. But you to get through victoriously, okay? And then for to reach those loved ones and bring them through with you. That's your goal, okay? I'll leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sisters listening today that she really understands how important that is, and that she understands that the things of the flesh are not that important. She really sees that very clearly. Things of the spirit are what matter first. And understands that that after that is finished and accomplished, then the other things come along, the things of the flesh, but that she seeks your kingdom first, and then all these things will be added onto her. Ask all these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
When you shop at a Walmart Vision Center, you get it. You know that you'll spend a little less on stylish glasses for the whole family.
Welcome to the Vision Center. Let me know if you need help finding the perfect frames.
Hey, Mom, you were right. These glasses are cool.
Hon, they take our insurance. That means Papa's getting a new pair, too.
Whoa, glasses start at just $39. Next stop, groceries.
So you can get a little more of what you need. Find a Vision Center near you. Save money, live better. Walmart.